pray. Lord God, we come before you today with grateful hearts. Thank you, sir, for all of the good things that you have put in our way, the chance to be with people that we know and respect, the chance to try to discern your will for your people. The life of a child. Lord God, we thank you for that child and we pray that you will be with him, that he may be raised up to be your person. And Lord God, for your children who gathered in St. Louis, we ask the same, that they may be brought up and forward, that they may be your children as well, and be obedient to you and to know your will and to do what to do as much of it as they can understand and as much as they can do. And Lord God, for your people who are here, that we may be your children and that you will lead us to understand what our proper role is before you, what we are to understand, what we are to know about you, and what we are to do for the furthering of your kingdom. Lord God, you are great and you are good. And you don't really need us, we know that. And yet you call upon us. And you call us your children. You've gone so far as to call us your fellows. Lord God, help us to live up to the name you have given us. And thank you, Lord, for your Son who walked among us and who brought us all manner of good teaching. Help us to understand, and understanding help us to do. And Lord God, we thank you and we praise you that you sent your Son and that he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.